Peace be upon you all. My name is Aaron Ammons, also known as Brother A-Dub. I'm a local activist, husband, father, and published poet of a new book called Journey Through Another Man's Mind. When one hears that someone has a felony conviction, images of murderers, rapists, and pedophiles might come to mind. But did you know that a person can receive a felony for minor crimes such as possession of a small amount of marijuana, video and audio taping of traffic stops of police officers, or giving the police a false name? Why should someone who smoked a little bit of pot, for example, lose the following rights? The right to apply for a Pell Grant to pay for college tuition and books. The right to work as an insurance agent. The right to work as a firefighter and police officer. The right to be a public school teacher, principal, counselor, bus driver, coach, or janitor. The right to hold municipal elected offices such as mayor or city council member. The right to obtain licenses for cosmetology such as barbers or beauticians. The right to volunteer at places such as the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. And these are only some of the rights taken from a person convicted of a felony. Furthermore, in Champaign, if a felony crime is less than 5 years old, landlords are allowed to deny housing to people who have been convicted of felonies. Felons are also tax-paying citizens, yet are denied many of the rights other tax-paying citizens enjoy, even though they've paid their debt to society. People with felony records need to earn a living, and yet there are many jobs denied to them even after serving their time. There are local businesses such as convenience stores and home improvement stores who refuse to hire people with a felony conviction. This sweeping perpetual noose must be reevaluated. In 12 states, people with felony convictions are banned from voting for life. Thankfully, people with felony convictions in Illinois can still vote. A man cannot have life and be sentenced to death. As ex-state's attorney John Pilon once said, that the consequences of a felony conviction are a death sentence. One cannot experience liberty when he is harnessed like a horse and controlled by the bridle of a felony conviction. And it is inescapably true that one's pursuit of happiness is more like a veil of misery and stress. In Illinois, we want amendments to laws that prevent felons from working as firefighters, bus drivers, and counselors. We must allow citizens who have made mistakes to still receive Pell Grants for a college education, and we absolutely must allow them to participate in the making and enforcing of the laws that govern them. Finally, we want full voting rights restored to all felons who have paid their debts to society by serving their time. There will be a 3-day conference called Forgiveness Weekend, Double Jeopardy or a New Beginning, held on February 18th, 19th, and 20th at Salem Baptist Church. For more information, call CU Citizens for Peace and Justice at 344-1811 or 417-1835.